Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with the Halachot of Pesach. Siman Taf Ein Bet Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch says that when a person does his Hesebah, he's not supposed to turn on the back or on his front, not on the right side, but rather you have to lean on the left side to do Hesebah on the left side, and there's no difference between a righty and a lefty. In Siv Daled it says, Shulchan Aruch says that a woman does not need to do Hesebah unless she's an important woman. And the Ashkenazim, the Rama brings down that all our women are considered important. And the Kafachim brings down also that the Minhag also by all the Sfardim is women also do Heseba. However, B'diavad explains that Avadi Yosef and Chazan Ovadia, if a woman did not do Heseba, yeah, she does not have to drink again or she does not have to eat again. Which means, Licha Techila, she has to do it. B'diavad, she does not have to do it. When we speak about the entire concept of Hesebah, the Shulchan Aruch explains, because it's Derech Cherut, it's as if we're showing that we are free. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings a Mekor from the Rambam, because that's the normal way of the kings and the great people, to show that we are also ourselves are also free. And therefore we come and we also are supposed to show that we are free men on this night. The Mishnah Berurah did bring down that you should turn on the left side, and besides just the head being inclined to the left side, we actually also need our body to be inclined on the left side. Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul actually explains that we're just going to lean on the left side without actually leaning on something, just like leaning in the air. The Shuto Letzion, also that's the Shita of Rav Eliashiv and Rav Nisim Karelitz, is that it's not considered Hesebah, because it's not done derech erut. It's not considered leaning if you're just going to lean in the air, which means that we have to support ourselves on something. One of the ways we could support ourselves, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Eliashiv, is we could on the armrests of the chair. However, even when doing that, still it is preferable, yeah, that we need to put a pillow or something also there when we're actually leaning on it. And Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul says that a person should lean at an angle of 45 degrees, because if a person is straight, he's 90 degrees, and lying down, he's basically between 0 and 90, or between also the 180. So 45 degrees, that you're totally half inclined, as if to say, not sitting down, but not lying down. You're halfway there, 45 degrees inclined. Shulchan Aruch is posek in Siman Taf Ein Hei, Sif Aleph, that we have to eat the two kezetim of Amotzi and Achilat Matzah Beheseba. If we do not eat a Beheseba, we have to go back. By the Afikomen, there's actually a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah, because basically it's going to be a whole machloket exactly what's the reasoning behind the Afikomen or not. However, though, the stira in the Mishnah Berurah is because Siman Taf Ein Zayin Sif Bet Shulchan Aruch says if a person forgot and did not eat the Afikomen and he didn't realize until afterwards, so here the Mishnah Berurah brings down V'yochlenu Beseba in Sif Aleph, where you have to eat it Beseba. He says B'diavad, if you forgot and you did not eat Beseba, you don't have to eat it again if it's difficult to eat. Im kashe alav ha'achila. However, though, in Siman Taf Ein Bet, Sif Katan Yud Daled, it says over there, Sif Katan Kav Bet, he says over there, Ba'achila Matzah, he says, however, to do with Afikomen, if you forgot and you did not eat Beseba, you should not eat it again, because it's asur to eat twice the Afikomen. So already the Igrot Moshe already asks this contradiction, because he says, what exactly is going on over here? It is also brought down in the footnote of the Ish Matzliach. So he says, the Yeshut Igrot Moshe Chelek Gimel Orechaim, when he was asked, he wanted to make a differentiation, and also the Chazon Ovadia says the exact same maskana, it all depends whether you said Birkat HaMazon or not. He says, here we're talking about in Siman Taf Ein Zayin where you didn't make Birkat HaMazon and you didn't start the Zimun. And therefore, you're supposed to be Machmir Lecha Techila and eat again another Kezait, unless it's very, very difficult where you cannot. However, though, if a person already did Birkat HaMazon, then for sure you're not going to do again, you're not going to eat the afikomen because of the problems of the berachot and so on and so forth. So, but again, lechatechila, obviously you're supposed to come and you're supposed to make the, you're supposed to eat again the kezait of the afikomen. Anyway, Blina, when we get to the halachot of afikomen, we'll mention the chumrah of eating two kezatim instead of the Shulchan Aruch only mentioning one kezait. What about the drinks, the four cups? So Shulchan Aruch Siman Tafayim Bet Siv Zayin is posek. Yeah, just like the tur, that if you drank without a seba, you have to drink again all four cups. Any cup that you drank without a seba, you have to drink again. This is a huge difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, that according to Ashkenazim, you will not do it again if it's going to be the other cups, only the first two cups. However, according to Shita Shulchan Aruch, again, you will have to do it. And Bli Nether, we will speak about in next shiur, about do you have to do a seba for the karpas, for eating of the dipping of the vegetables. Have a great day.